You're listening to Vatican Radio.
December saw the launch of a new parish programme, Love in Action, designed to introduce various faith-based groups to the principles of Catholic social teaching. Created by Caritas Westminster, the programme allows for the education and inspiration of parishes and encourages communities to examine local needs, putting their love into action. Upon completion of the programme, parishes will have the necessary tools to engage in social outreach within their own communities. The resources are free and are available online for download. John Colby, Director of Caritas Westminster, spoke with Vatican Radio's Hayley Susino about the launch of the Love in Action programme.
Love in Action is a parish programme and it's designed to introduce congregations, youth groups, schools, faith-sharing groups, any group really who has an interest in the principles of Catholic social teaching. It's a programme which is based primarily in the liturgy, but it's very flexible. So a parish would run the programme for 6 weeks, exploring six themes of Catholic social teaching through the liturgy, and after that would call together those who want to deepen their understanding of Catholic social teaching for a workshop in which you can begin to discern what the needs are in the locality and how they should be responded to from a Catholic perspective. Now, of course, that might involve working with other ecumenical groups and also other interfaith groups on those particular social outreach projects. So it's designed to speak to the motivation of why we as Catholics must be involved in service and social action in order to respond to the needs of our world.
So how does the program relate to the mission of Caritas and extend that mission?
It provides the why for congregations and individuals and groups, and the motivation, and explains the motivation through the exploration of the six principles that we've identified of why we have to get involved in social action. So it's an engagement tool and also a catechetical tool to support the engagement of further people, further groups into social action. That's how it extends the mission of Caritas.
How are you hoping that parishes and schools get involved with the Love in Action program?
So some parishes have already begun. So two parishes have done the program and have moved through exploring the principles in the Sunday liturgy. And the schools in those parishes have followed the program as well. So what we're hoping that we'll be able to do is showcase those two parishes and what the outcomes have been for them and the difference that it's made to them in terms of their thinking, and show that to other parishes. And we hope that they will come on board and use the materials. We're part of a much bigger network in the UK called Caritas Social Action Network, and we're promoting the use of the resources through that network as well. So it's not just we hope it won't just have an impact in the diocese, but it'll have an impact in other areas of the UK where the church is active.
Do you have any plans to extend the program outside of the UK?
Not at the moment, but we'd be very open to talking to any group, either through Caritas Europa or Caritas Internationalis, who wanted to use the programme or develop it for other audiences. As it stands at the moment, it's very light touch. It's an introduction to Catholic social teaching, which is often called the best kept secret. Well, now we're it's not secret anymore. What we've done is pull together some very flexible resources, which are very accessible. We're making them available on our website. They're free to download. All we want to know is who's using them, because we want some feedback about it. The reason they're on a website is because we want to carry on updating them in an easy way, and we want to make that as easily and accessible for people. So we want to be able to include new reflection on aspects of Catholic social teaching, which, for example, come from the papacy, particularly from Pope Francis and others who have something to say on Catholic social teaching. We think it's very flexible, very accessible. We'll be open to any community using it.
Thank you. Now, is there anything else that you would like to add?
The only thing I'd like to say is that in the parishes and schools where we've already piloted it, it's created that bridge between how we move from our reflection on the word, our participation in the sacraments, to this point of how we reach out to the poor and the marginalised in our communities. So it's given people an understanding of why we need to do that. Quite often that bridge isn't there, and it's created leverage for us to be able to do that. And I think it's an excellent resource. We do hope that others will make use of it, and it's available for other communities to make use of.
That was John Colby, Director of Caritas Westminster, speaking there to Hayley Susino.